Warning, I may or may not be about to be in your business, but tell me if this sounds like you. If you are currently trying to change your life and become the best version of yourself, and you have a clear vision, you have a vision for what you want your life to look like, you see it, right? You see it, but you always hesitate to act until you feel fully ready. You always hesitate because you feel like you're not that person now, or you question if you can even achieve the things that you want, or you start strong, but then you always fall off, right? You always struggle to stay consistent, and so you keep finding yourself in a cycle of starting over and stopping and starting over and stopping. And as a matter of fact, the only thing you're consistent with is dreaming, because the action, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. And this whole cycle you find yourself in is so debilitating because you want to change your life. You are trying, right? You're trying, but you're stuck in that in-between. You're not where you used to be. You don't resonate with the old version of yourself, but you're not quite yet that best version of yourself. And you're trying, but you struggle to stay consistent. So you keep feeling guilty. You keep feeling shame. You're starting to lose trust in yourself because you never follow through on the things you say you want to do, but you want to be the best version of yourself. If that sounds like you, then you are in luck, sweetheart, because I am hosting a free masterclass that's going to explain exactly why you do these things and what's happening beneath the surface and what you need to do about it in order to finally get out of that cycle of inconsistency and procrastination and just feeling bad about yourself because you cannot follow through with the things you know you want to do. And you can sign up for my next free class at secludedthoughts.com/masterclass. Now back to the episode. This episode is for you if you are trying to become the best version of yourself, but your biggest problem right now is inconsistency. You struggle to stay consistent every time you try to work on your goals. You can see the version of you that you know you're meant to become. You can see that life you want for yourself. You can see that version of yourself that you know you're meant to become. But every time you try to work on your goals to become that person, to create the life that you want, to do the things that you really want to do, you cannot seem to stay consistent past a week, if you even get to a week. And you're at a place where you are stuck in the in-between. You're like in that in-between phase where you're no longer who you used to be. The old version of you, she's dead and gone. Sometimes she tries to make a grand appearance, but you shut her down because you know you've outgrown that version of yourself. But you are also not quite yet the best version of yourself. So you're in the middle ground. You're in that in-between phase where consistency and maybe even procrastination and believing in yourself is the biggest problem that you have right now. Because if it's not consistency, you struggle to get started. You struggle with perfectionism, trying to make everything perfect before you start, or you're waiting to feel ready before you get started. So you just find yourself constantly thinking and dreaming about the things that you want and the version of yourself you want to become, but you have nothing to show for it. And or every time you try, you start strong, you create your goals, you create your new habits, your routines, your to-do list, all of these things, but you always fall off. You can never sustain that motivation long enough to get the results that you want. And the thing is, you are trying, okay? You are trying to become the best version of yourself. You are doing the best that you can right now. You are trying, but you are struggling, okay? You are struggling to stay consistent. And at this point, you are tired of just knowing your potential, but never fully walking in it. If that sounds like you, this episode is for you, okay? And I'm making this episode because I made a quiz of, I think, last month. It was an archetype quiz that I thought would be fun to do so you can see which archetype you belong to in terms of what's preventing you from becoming the best version of yourself. And most people said that they struggle with inconsistency, right? Either you struggle to get started or you struggle to stay consistent after you finally get started. So that is what this episode is going to be about. First, I'm going to tell you why you struggle to stay consistent. Then I'm going to tell you how to be consistent. And then I'm going to give you some homework so you can practically apply some of the things that I will tell you so you can become the best version of yourself. But first, hello and welcome or welcome back to the show. My name is Sensi, and on this podcast, we talk about taking accountability for your life to become the best version of yourself. So let us start with why you are inconsistent, why you struggle to stay consistent. I'm going to break it down for you because with all of the time and the years, to be quite frank, that I wasted being inconsistent and struggling with procrastination, I'm going to tell you what I learned about why that was happening so I can give you a few years back of your time, okay? So I'm going to mainly talk about three reasons why you struggle with inconsistency. I'm going to break it down for you, okay? And you may or may not get triggered, so brace yourself. The first reason why you struggle to stay consistent, why you cannot seem to make it past a week of doing anything when you try to achieve your goals, is because you are trying to change from the same mindset that created the old life that you have outgrown. You are basically taking actions that don't align with who you currently believe that you are. Let me break that down, okay? Everything you do, the way you show up, the way you treat people, the way you are, basically, stems from your subconscious beliefs and your identity, right? This is happening automatic at a subconscious level, i.e. you are not aware of it, right? You think you're just going about living your life, dilly-dallying, you know, just being yourself. And you think it's as simple as just creating a new goal or creating new habits and just trying to do that thing, and that's going to make you change. But the problem is you have all of these subconscious blocks beneath the surface that are preventing you from doing these things, hence why you struggle to stay consistent. Let me break it down into some practical examples of how this looks like in your life, whether it's in your identity or your beliefs and the things that you say, etc. So for example, right, what I see very often on social media is people making comments and jokes about being broke, right? Especially in this economy, especially in this day and age. When they see people posting things like hauls or expensive things, there are so many people in the comments who are negative or who are saying things like, this is not in my tax bracket, yada, 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 right? People make all of these jokes about being broke, but they don't realize that it's no coincidence that their money listens to them. You see what I mean? It's no coincidence that if you constantly joke about being broke or you constantly talk about having no money, that you end up having no money, because that's what you keep speaking over yourself. Or when people think that people who have a lot of money or who make a lot of money are greedy or evil or there's something wrong with them or they're corrupt in some sort of way. When you say these things, you don't realize that subconsciously you are telling yourself that to have a lot of money is a bad thing. So when you now try to get a job with a pay raise, or when you try to start a business and make more money, or when you try to have a side hustle to make extra money, you don't realize that every single time you make one of these broke jokes, you are literally speaking like a word curse over yourself, and then your life starts to reflect it. And then you're in this constant loop where you're being broke, joking about being broke, and you think it's funny, but at the same time you're struggling and you want to make more money, but you keep talking about being broke. You keep talking about, oh, that's not in my tax bracket. Everything you say, everything you speak, the things you subconsciously believe that you don't even realize because it was planted in you ever since you were young. For some people, like growing up hearing money doesn't grow on trees and all of these things create a set of beliefs about money, and you constantly speak against abundance every single chance that you get. So now when you try to get the pay raise, make extra money, it's not going to happen, right? When you try to do the things, apply to the higher paying jobs, it's hard to do the interviews, or you suck at the interviews because you are self-sabotaging because you don't subconsciously believe that having a lot of money is a good thing. And you constantly speak about being broke all of the time, right? That's one example. Another example is, let's say you want to be healthy, you want to lose weight, you want to be fit, you want to start going to the gym, you're working on your body goals, you're trying to get fine in the winter in time for next summer, right? All of these things. But You believe that every time you eat, it should be followed by a sweet treat. Or you use food to cope with your emotions. Or you meal prep so you can eat healthy and stick to a specific diet, but you still end up going out to eat. You still end up spending money on and buying unhealthy food. Or you keep telling yourself that going to the gym is hard. I don't like going to the gym. Going to the gym sucks. It's hard. My form is always wrong. I never get the form right. All these things. You keep saying all these things and you believe all these things that go against the very goal that you have to lose weight or stay in shape or be fit, you know, that type of stuff. Or if you say you want to start waking up early in the morning, you want to have a healthy morning routine, you want to get up early so you can have a slow morning or have time for yourself in the morning before you go to work, but yet you keep saying, oh, I'm just not a morning person. What do you think is going to happen when your alarm goes off in the morning? You will snooze it because every time, every day, every chance you get, you keep saying, I'm not a morning person. I'm not a morning person. But you're trying to wake up in the morning. The two do not go hand in hand. It doesn't work, right? You keep speaking against the very things that you want to do because you don't believe it. Your mindset doesn't align with what you are trying to accomplish. And your habits and your actions will always follow your beliefs. They will always follow your identity. So it's not as simple as just saying, oh, I watched this motivational video. I watched this motivational podcast and I feel inspired to just work on my goals and create a vision board and work on my routines and all of these things. And then you go make a list of goals and make a new routine and all these things and you think you're just going to wake up and do it when you haven't done the work to remove all the subconscious blocks and the mindset and the beliefs and the identity that literally goes against that. So you cannot just wake up today and decide, oh, I'm just going to be this extremely disciplined person, yada yada yada, I'm going to have this morning routine, but you keep saying I'm not a morning person, right? It's all fun and games until your life starts to reflect back to you the things that you constantly say or the things that you constantly joke about because you think it's funny. It's funny to make broke jokes and talk about being broke and say, oh, this is not in my tax bracket. It's funny until your money starts listening to you, right? Or you think it's funny to bash men and be a part of the men are trash club and say all of these things about men and you hate men, this and that. And then the same type of men that you hate are the ones that constantly appear in your life, right? Because that's what you keep, that's all you believe is out there. It's funny to say it until it starts reflecting back to you. You take it lightly or you don't address the fact that you believe that it is mandatory to have a snack or a sweet treat after dinner or after every meal until the mandatory weight that comes along with it starts to appear on your body. You see what I mean? You have to change the mindset before you change the actions. The actions come from the mindset. If you just wake up today with all of these beliefs and the mindset and the identity that created the life that you are trying to change, if you just wake up today and say, I'm going to just start doing things differently, I'm just going to just create a new habit, I'm going to create a new routine, you are not going to stick with it because you have all of these subconscious blocks and fears and beliefs and your whole identity opposes the very thing that you want. So that is why it is hard for you to stay consistent. The second reason why you struggle to stay consistent is because you don't actually believe that you can achieve your goals, or you believe that you can achieve your goals and you are afraid of what that might look like for you, or what that might mean, or how it might change your life. So let us dissect that one. So either you believe that you won't actually accomplish it. Let's unpack that one first. Randomly, if I tell you, hey, if you hit a thumbs up on this YouTube video, or if you're watching on the audio and you rate the podcast 5 stars, which you should do anyway, by the way. But if I say, if you do that, you are going to get $1 million. It's just going to fall into your lap. It's just going to appear in your bank account, right? If you did not plan on liking the video or rating the podcast already, like if that was not something you intended on doing, me saying that, if you didn't believe that was actually going to happen, you would not do it. You would not like the video. You would not leave a 5-star rating. Why? Because you don't think it's actually going to happen. But if I say to you, if you are watching on YouTube and you leave a comment, I will reply to your comment. There's a higher chance that that will happen. So if you wanted me to reply to your comment, if you had a question or something that you wanted me to respond to, and I told you, if you absolutely left a comment under this video, I will reply to that comment, because you believe that that would happen, you would leave the comment. You see what I mean? But if you don't believe that you will magically get $1 million by liking the video, if you weren't incentivized already to do it, you are not going to do it because you don't think that's possible. I know that's kind of like a far-fetched example, but that's what goes on subconsciously when you don't believe that you can achieve the goals that you set out to do. It's like subconsciously, you believe it's a waste of time to work on these goals, to do these things, to do these routines, to do these habits, because you don't believe that you will actually get the results that you want from doing these things. It's like subconsciously, you believe it's a waste of time. So you're not motivated. You don't feel like things just don't come together for you to do the things you know you need to do because you don't believe it's going to happen, right? So that's another reason why you would struggle with consistency. On the flip side, let's say you believe that it's going to happen. You know in your heart that this is going to happen. You know in your heart that you are meant to do this thing. You are meant to be a content creator. You know in your heart that you are meant to be an artist. You know in your heart that if you take this leap of faith and you start your own business, start your own practice, start doing this thing, right? You know in your heart that it would work out because that is what you believe that you were created to do, right? Sometimes, even though you believe in yourself, you might be afraid of what the success that you are working towards might look like for you. Like, you're afraid of what will happen if you actually achieve it. For example, let's say you want to be a millionaire, right? And you believe in your heart that that's going to happen. But you don't realize that subconsciously what could be happening beneath the surface is you believe that if you were to become a millionaire, then you might lose people, or people might look at you like a walking wallet. People might try to take advantage of you, and maybe you struggle with people pleasing, so you might not be able to tell them no. And then you might feel like it's just hard to, you know, tell people no, or you might give all your money away, or you believe in that saying, I think it's from a song, more money, more problems, that type of thing. So you feel like it would make your life harder. And then you're like, oh my gosh, I've never had that much money. How can I manage that much money? How do I pay taxes? I would have to get maybe a CPA. And like, what do I even do with that money? How do I invest that money? What do I do? It's like you believe it will happen, but because you feel like it would change your life so much in a way that you are not ready to handle, or in ways that you don't have enough information to be able to deal with those changes, you start self-sabotaging, right? Because you know you're meant to do it. You know it will happen, but you're afraid of how it will change your life. You are not prepared. Like, as human beings, our bodies, our nervous system, it is meant to keep us safe. Our body, our brain is meant to keep us safe, right? And it associates familiarity with safety, and it associates uncertainty with danger, unpredictability with danger. Because if it cannot predict what's going to happen, if it's new, even if it's good, it perceives it as a threat. So what's going to happen is your body is going to send all these signals to make you start self-sabotaging. And you think it's a you problem. You think it's you. You think you're lazy. You think you're just unmotivated, undisciplined. You're beating yourself up, internalizing what this might mean about you. And you don't even realize that it's because you have all those subconscious fears and limiting beliefs and blocks about the very thing that you want, that your body is actually causing you to self-sabotage because it perceives that abundance as you want, that next level as a threat, right? When I learned that, it literally, like, I felt like my mind exploded. I was so shocked because I was like, for a while I internalized some of the things that I was trying to do that I struggled to be consistent with, and I was beating myself up. And then when I realized it was literally my body perceiving that as a threat, and I had to learn how to regulate my nervous system, that's when things actually started changing. Like, you don't understand how much is going on beneath the surface when you decide you want to change your life. It's like you believe in the success that you want. You believe in your goals. You believe that you will achieve them. But you have so many fears about what that might mean for you, how that will change your life, that it's causing you, your body is causing you to self-sabotage, and you cannot stay consistent in doing the things that you want to do. You're not lazy. You're not a terrible person. Your body just doesn't feel safe with all the things that you are trying to do. That's why you have to learn how to regulate your nervous system, right? And the third and final point I will touch on as to why you struggle to be consistent is you are still stuck in the environment that created the life that you want to change. And that could be internal and external, mental, emotional, and physical, right? So let's unpack that one, because when I say environment, I'm not only talking about a physical location or your surroundings, okay? Sometimes it's also your mindset and the things that you feed yourself, right? Like content consumption, that type of stuff, media, etc. So if we go back to one of the examples that I talked about with the broke jokes, right? You're trying to make more money, you're trying to increase your salary, all of these things, but you're making the broke jokes. That's one of your hindrances. An example of how your environment could be reinforcing that is if, let's say, you're on the side of TikTok where people constantly talk about being broke and struggling and hardship and failure, or you see people constantly like making comments about how content creators and influencers who post expensive hauls and stuff like that are tone deaf, etc., because a lot of people are struggling. Two things can be true at the same time. And I'm not saying you don't have empathy or sympathy in times like these with the economy, but what I'm saying is there are people who are struggling in the economy and there are people who are doing very well. And if you as a person aspires to be one of those people who are doing very well, you cannot be bashing them while aspiring to be like them. And when I say aspiring to be like them, it doesn't necessarily mean on the same level. If you're watching like billionaires do hauls on TikToks and talk about their lavish life, you don't necessarily have to be a billionaire. But I'm talking about financial stability, whatever that means for you, whatever level you want to achieve, right? You could be stuck in the same environment where you constantly hear people talk about lack. You constantly hear people talk about scarcity. You constantly hear people who have a problem for every solution. You constantly see people complain and nag and just be very negative and pessimistic, right? In general and when it comes to money. So that's an example of how you can be in an environment that constantly reinforces the identity and the mindset that you need to change in order to do the things that you want to do, in order to be consistent at these goals that will change your situation, right? Warning, I may or may not be about to be in your business, but tell me if this sounds like you. If you are currently trying to change your life and become the best version of yourself, and you have a clear vision, you have a vision for what you want your life to look like, you see it, right? You see it, but you always hesitate to act until you feel fully ready. You always hesitate because you feel like you're not that person now, or you question if you can even achieve the things that you want, or you start strong but then you always fall off, right? You always struggle to stay consistent, and so you keep finding yourself in a cycle of starting over and stopping and starting over and stopping. And as a matter of fact, the only thing you're consistent with is dreaming, because the action, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. And this whole cycle you find yourself in is so debilitating, because you want to change your life. You are trying, right? You're trying, but you're stuck in that in-between. You're not where you used to be. You don't resonate with the old version of yourself, but you're not quite yet that best version of yourself. And you're trying, but you struggle to stay consistent. So you keep feeling guilty. You keep feeling shame. You're starting to lose trust in yourself because you never follow through on the things you say you want to do, but you want to be the best version of yourself. If that sounds like you, then you are in luck, sweetheart, because I am hosting a free masterclass that's going to explain exactly why you do these things and what's happening beneath the surface and what you need to do about it in order to finally get out of that cycle of inconsistency and procrastination and just feeling bad about yourself because you cannot follow through with the things you know you want to do. And you can sign up for my next free class at secludedthoughts.com/masterclass. Now back to the episode.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Another example is when it comes to, say, relationships, and I mean all kinds of relationships, friendship, romantic, family, etc. When we talk about, if we go back to media consumption, like social media, right? Or YouTube, like media, all types of media, movies, TV shows, you know, Netflix, Hulu, all these things, right? When we talk about your media consumption as it relates to relationships, there are many shows, creators, etc. that will portray a negative aspect of relationships of all kinds. And then there are shows and creators that will portray a positive aspect of relationships. If we talk about, let's just say, friendships, there are people who will create content talking about the downsides of like friendships or like fake friends, that type of stuff, and all of the problems associated with friendships or the problems associated with dating and, you know, dating horror stories and, you know, toxic family drama and all of these things. Like, there are a lot of movies and songs and shows and social media pages that will only portray the toxic side of all types of relationships. And if you want healthy relationships, regardless of what type of relationship, you have to stop watching the stuff that only promotes the negative aspect of it. Because what you keep putting in your mind is reprogramming your subconscious mind. If you keep watching so many negative things about relationships, if you keep watching all of the negative news, negative media, all of the drama, that's going to make you start to believe that that is all there is out there. And especially when people in your life start, you know, complaining and perpetuating these narratives, you have to shut it down, right? That's an example of being stuck in an environment that constantly reinforces the identity and the mindset that is keeping you trapped in the life that you are trying to change, right? Or let's say you want to get fit. You want to either lose weight or gain weight and gain muscle and be fit and be one of those like really fit and toned people who clearly go to the gym, who live in the gym 24/7. Like, you want to take care of your health. If you don't have anybody in your immediate circle who cares about their health at that level, if you don't have anybody in your life who works out or anybody who supports you, and when you start doing it, they constantly bring you down or try to make you feel like you are doing too much, or they start treating you differently when you start looking physically better. Because I've actually seen people talk about that. I think I saw a TikTok the other day. A girl said when she was very overweight, people treated her a certain way, but when she started losing the weight and she achieved her goal, her dream weight, and she looked really good. And she talked about how when she lost the weight, she thought people would be happy for her because she was so happy and excited for herself. People actually started treating her differently, like very mean, very passive aggressive, making snide remarks and stuff. Like, they were not happy for her. They were not happy that she changed her life and she got healthier. And that's what I mean. If you are trying to be consistent at getting healthy or whatever goal you are working on, and you're in an environment where people are literally not supporting you or constantly speaking against the things that you want, that is an example of how that can affect your consistency, because it's going to affect how you see yourself. If you listen to it enough, it's going to affect your beliefs, whether making you believe that it's not possible to accomplish the things that you want, or you believe that it is possible, but you're afraid of what might happen when you do. Like with that example of the girl losing her weight, she believed it was possible. She did it, but because she saw people treating her negatively as she achieved her goals, that could have made her stop. That could have made her afraid and say, well, people are treating me worse. I need to stop because I'm losing people, or my relationships are being negatively impacted by me simply bettering myself, right? That's an example of how that can affect you when you know something is going to happen, but you're afraid of the outcomes because you think it's not going to be positive, right? So these are the three main things, the three main reasons that I will touch on. There are probably more, but these are the ones I want to focus on today. Why you struggle to be consistent. You're trying to change with a mindset that created the life that you have outgrown. You don't believe that you can actually accomplish the thing subconsciously, or you believe it, but you're afraid of what will happen when you do. You're afraid of success. You're afraid of the very success that you're working towards, that you're praying for. And number three, you are stuck in an environment that reinforces that old identity and it makes it hard for you to change. These are the three main reasons why you struggle with consistency. So now let us pivot into part two, which is how you can start being more consistent. Okay, I'm going to tell you six things that helped me, and then I'm going to give you some homework so you can start practically applying this. Okay, because I don't want y'all to just come sit and listen to me. I need y'all to actually change your life. Okay, so the very first thing, which should be no surprise, is you need to shift your identity. You need to adopt the identity of the version of yourself that has the things that you are working towards. You can do this on a micro level for the different goals you want in the different categories of your life, or you can do this on a macro level where you become the version of yourself who has the life that you want. And all of these things, the dream body, the income, all like the relationships, all of that just falls into play because you adopt that overall identity. That is where I would recommend you start. That is what I recommend you focus on. Because when I say becoming the best version of yourself, that's what I'm talking about. Not just improving the different areas of your life, but becoming the person that God created you to be, right? Becoming the person that embodies your values, that lives the life you want, that lives the life you were created to live, that creates an impact, the life that you genuinely want to live, the version of you that you know you want to become, that the best version of you, right? An example in my own personal life, I will use myself. So when I started my journey of becoming the best version of myself, I didn't necessarily look at it on a micro level in terms of the little things. I looked at it on a macro level. What is the version of the ultimate version of myself that I know I want to become? And then what do these different categories of her life look like? And that is how I approached it. That is how I recommend you approach it, right? So you need to adopt the identity of that best version of yourself, right? And that is literally what I teach you how to do in my program, Upgrade Your Standard. That is literally who I help you become. So the example for me was when I started this journey, I knew that the best version of myself, the main thing that I wanted to focus on, I knew that a huge chunk of that was starting the podcast, being an entrepreneur, being a creator, a content creator. I knew that that was a huge part of it, right? And so me becoming the best version of myself, I had to transition into, you know, creating content and getting comfortable creating content. And I was extremely afraid of it. I had all of these fears, all of these limiting beliefs, like, and I've literally been walking y'all through the process of me overcoming these things on the podcast. That's what the entire podcast is about. So when I say adopting the identity, if you're not new here, you have literally been seeing how I have been changing and growing over the years because I am the best version of myself. I have been stepping into the best version of myself, and that has required me to completely shift my identity. And as a result, the different categories of my life have been lining up. I didn't necessarily have to work on each in isolation. When I became the person, when I shifted my identity, right, the other things started falling into place. And it was easier to do the habits. It was easier to start creating the content after I adopted the identity of the best version of myself, who was a content creator, versus when I started creating content in the beginning and I was afraid and I didn't shift my identity yet. I was just like, okay, God, I guess I'll do it. And I was struggling. I didn't even use my name. I never shared it. I just shrunk. I was barely obedient. I know I was stressing God out, but we made it past that, okay? We made it past that. But that is what I mean, right? I had to become the person first. I had to shift my identity because if I didn't do that, I would never feel comfortable. I would never feel safe being my authentic self. I would never feel safe, you know, saying what I have to say and believing that it's important enough to share. I had to do a complete identity shift. And that is why I've been able to be consistent and do this for over 4 years, going on 5, because I shifted my identity to align with the things that I wanted to do. If I thought I could just come online and create content and just dilly-dally and not shift my identity, I would have given up a long time ago, right? So that's what I mean. Whatever it is you want to do, whatever that big goal is, whatever it looks like to be the best version of yourself, and whatever those goals are that you are trying to work on, you have to adopt the identity of the version of yourself who has that thing if you ever want to stand a chance at being consistent at these goals, because you will never go against your programming. You will never go against your identity. If you want to be consistent at your goals and the things you say you want to accomplish, you have to shift your identity to become that person. And then it will be a lot easier to be consistent at the thing, because then you will be doing the thing simply as a natural form of who you are. Like it will just feel like an extension of yourself. So that is the first thing you have to do. Like I said, if you want me to help you break that down, show you what that looks like, walk you through the process, that is what I do in my course, and I will leave all of the details in the description. The second thing pairs with the first, it's a part of it, and that is removing the fears, the limiting beliefs, and the subconscious blocks that has you thinking that you either cannot achieve this thing, or you will, but you're afraid of what it looks like. All the things that prevent you or make it seem like the things you want, your goals, are a threat, you have to unpack all of that and remove it in order for you to be consistent at these things. Okay? Again, you are not bigger than the program. Your limiting beliefs, fears, your all of these subconscious beliefs, that's the program. You are not bigger than the program. If you want to change, you have to change the program, because all these things will cause you to self-sabotage, like I explained in part one. When you don't believe it, you are not going to be able to be consistent at doing that thing if you don't believe it, or if you think it will lead to your life changing in a negative way. That is why you have to remove all of these things. And yes, I help you do all of that inside of my course. There's literally a whole module for that. Why get in your business? And we remove all of these subconscious blocks, okay? And when we get into the homework section of this, which is part 3, I will give you a specific assignment that will help you do that. But for now, I'm just going to list this one, which is remove the limiting beliefs, the fears, and all of the subconscious blocks that make you believe you can't or make you afraid of what will happen if you do. Number 3, create systems that make achieving your goals automatic. Now, a great book that will really help you do that and unpack that is the book Atomic Habits. I've recommended it so much, highly recommend. I will leave it in the description. So let me explain what this means, right? Because when I learned this, it changed my life. It changed my life, and it will change yours too, okay? A lot of times we think, oh, let me just set the goal and then let me just actively work towards the goal every day or whatever period you need to work on that thing, right? But when you create a system, it makes achieving your goals automatic. And in doing that, it makes it a lot easier to be consistent because you have a system in place. Let me give an example of a system that I use in my personal life. I'm currently in the process of adjusting my sleeping schedule and having a nighttime routine that helps me fall asleep earlier so I can wake up earlier, right? One of the systems that I created to do this is every night at 8 p.m., my Alexa, my Echo Show, it will come on and it will tell me, Sensi, start winding down. You have 30 minutes until your nighttime routine begins. Then at 8:30, she comes on and says, Sensi, it's time to start your nighttime routine. I'm setting a 15-minute timer for you to tidy up. Why? Because every night for 15 minutes, I have a timer go off. And what I do is I literally just reset my apartment. I put everything in place because I don't like waking up to a messy apartment. So I'll reset it. It's mainly tidy, not like a deep clean. I just like put my pillows and stuff in place. Like in my routine tonight, I will have to remove all of my podcast equipment and put it away, that type of stuff. Wipe down my countertops, put the dishes in the sink, like that type of stuff. And then plan my outfit for the next day, even if I'm staying in the house. Plan my schedule for the next day. And what is my move the needle task for the following day? in the 15 minutes, I do that. And then after that, I do my nighttime routine and I get in bed. That is a system that helps me make sure that I shut everything down at the same time every night and I can get in bed at a certain time so that I can go to bed and get enough sleep to wake up early enough to start my morning when I want to start my morning, right? That is a system. If I just say, oh, I'm just going to start going to bed early, what does that mean? That's too vague. That's hard to follow, right? I can say that and get in bed and I might be scrolling or whatever. Like, the whole routine is the system. It gives me a structure at the end of the day in order to accomplish my goal of going to bed early enough so I can wake up at the time I want to wake up, right? And in doing that, it's almost automatic that that will happen. So that's an example of a small system. When it comes to, let's say, accomplishing your goals, if we look at another example of, let's say, content creation, right? Let's say you want to start a TikTok. You might say, oh, I have a goal of getting 10,000 followers on my TikTok account, right? And then when you just have that goal, you can do multiple things to work towards that goal, like post once a day or 3 times a day or 100 times a day or whatever. Like, what you do towards that goal will mainly be posting and then some other things. But when you put a system in place for that goal, what that can look like is saying, okay, my system for getting to that goal of 10,000 followers in X amount of time could be, I am going to batch record 7 videos every Monday and schedule them out or edit them and leave them in my drafts, so I can post 1 video per day, every single day for the next 30 days. When you have the system where you say on Mondays is my batch recording day, by doing that, you know that every Monday you're supposed to batch record your videos. And then maybe on Tuesdays you can edit. And then maybe on Wednesdays you review all of your analytics from the week before. And then you will take notes for your upcoming batch the following Monday. And then you rinse and repeat. That is a system that you can put in place that will make your goal automatic, because it accounts for, number one, making sure that all of your content is created in advance, so you don't have to try to figure out what you want to record every single day. You already have something planned and recorded and scheduled every day for the week. And you also factor in continuous improvement by reviewing your analytics and incorporating your notes in your following batch the next Monday. You see what I mean? So that is an example of a system. Just saying you have a goal of 10K is cool, but when you have a system in place, it can help with your consistency because it creates a structure. The system helps you create the structure that makes accomplishing the goal automatically, because you cannot control whether or not you get 10,000 followers. All you can control is the content that you create and you put out. All you can control is how many times you post per day, what you say. You can control the inputs, you cannot control the results, right? So it helps you focus on your inputs, the things that you can control, and do it in a way that's repetitive. So it helps with your consistency because you know every Monday, without a doubt, you are supposed to batch record 7 videos, right? So that is your system, and that helps you stay consistent versus just setting a goal and then dilly-dallying and never having a structure in place for you to achieve it, right? The system helps you stay consistent. So that was number 3. The 4th one is changing your environment, right? I just explained to you how the wrong environment can hinder you. So obviously I'm going to tell you that a solution is to change your environment. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your physical environment if that's not possible, though I would recommend that you try in any way, shape, or form that you can, even if it's a little way, even if it's just like joining a club or an organization or something, like putting yourself in a space where there's at least one positive, optimistic person that will speak life into you. If everybody else is just pessimistic or negative or realistic, as they like to say, right? But a lot of it is also your consumption, your internal environment, your mindset, the things that affect your mindset and your beliefs, right? And a lot of that has to do with your media consumption, especially in this day and age. So like I said with the environment example, when I talked about why you are inconsistent, instead of watching all the negative content and negative media about the things that you want, watch the positive media. Instead of watching the people who are complaining about not having money, Watch the content of people who are good stewards over money, who are generous, who invest, who teach you how to invest, who teach you how to handle the type of money that you want to have. Watch the content of people who are living the type of life that you want to have. An example in your physical environment, something that I'm actually doing very often is go drive in nice neighborhoods in your city or wherever you live, right? Especially around this time of the year because everybody has like the Christmas lights on. I drive in the bougie areas around where I live. And let me tell you, some of these houses literally make me stop and scream. I can't tell you how many accidents I have almost caused when I'm driving and I randomly come across a huge, gorgeous house. And I just slam on the brakes and I'm just like, what do y'all do for a living? What do y'all do for a living? I almost want to knock on their door and say, I need the breakdown of what it will take to have this house, right? That's an example of how I immerse myself in the environment that I want to be in, right? Put yourself in environments that inspire you. Watch media that inspires you. Declutter your social media pages and stop following all of the shady pages, the gossip pages, all of the negative the people that just talk about how we're all doomed and all the doom and gloom and all of the negativity and all these things. Like, stop watching that, okay? And watch people who talk about the things that you are interested in, the people who live the life that you are inspired to live. Maybe not to a T, but maybe they have some aspects of their life that you really admire, that you want to replicate in your life. Change your environment, whether it's your physical environment or your mental environment, your media consumption. Change what you take in and what you surround yourself with, right? People, places, things. Warning, I may or may not be about to be in your business, but tell me if this sounds like you. If you are currently trying to change your life and become the best version of yourself, and you have a clear vision, you have a vision for what you want your life to look like, you see it, right? You see it, but you always hesitate to act until you feel fully ready. You always hesitate because you feel like you're not that person now, or you question if you can even achieve the things that you want, or you start strong, but then you always fall off, right? You always struggle to stay consistent. And so you keep finding yourself in a cycle of starting over and stopping and starting over and stopping. And as a matter of fact, the only thing you're consistent with is dreaming, because the action, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. And this whole cycle you find yourself in is so debilitating because you want to change your life. You are trying, right? You're trying, but you're stuck in that in-between. You're not where you used to be. You don't resonate with the old version of yourself, but you're not quite yet that best version of yourself. And you're trying, but you struggle to stay consistent. So you keep feeling guilty. You keep feeling shame. You're starting to lose trust in yourself because you never follow through on the things you say you want to do, but you want to be the best version of yourself. If that sounds like you, then you are in luck, sweetheart, because I am hosting a free masterclass that's going to explain exactly why you do these things and what's happening beneath the surface and what you need to do about it in order to finally get out of that cycle of inconsistency and procrastination and just feeling bad about yourself because you cannot follow through with the things you know you want to do. And you can sign up for my next free class at secludedthoughts.com/masterclass. Now back to the episode. The fifth one, I won't get too much into because I have a whole podcast episode about this, and it is you need to have a personal conviction that supersedes your emotions, right? Meaning you need to be so sure about the best version of yourself and the life that you want to create for yourself, these goals that you want to work on. You need to understand your why. You need to know why you're working on these things and what it means to you. You need to remind yourself of the opportunity cost, what it's costing you to stay in this in-between phase, to stay in this life that you have already outgrown. You need to keep that at the top of your mind when you feel like, falling back into your comfort zone, right? You need to have a personal conviction that will supersede how hard it will be to become the best version of yourself, because it's not going to be easy. I'm not going to sit here and lie to you, right? It's not going to be easy, because if you are truly going to become the best version of yourself, it's going to require you to kill off that old version of yourself that you are so desperately trying to cling to because it's familiar, right? Remember your brain, your nervous system, trying to cling to what is familiar because it perceives it as safety. You are going to have to kill off that person, remove all the fears, the limiting beliefs, etc. And that process is going to be challenging, but it is 100% worth it. I can tell you, as somebody who has done it and who is still doing it, right? It's 100% worth it, but it's going to be challenging. And you need a personal conviction that is going to keep you going every time things get hard. A personal conviction, and it needs to be grounded in the Word of God. Okay? Because let me tell you something, if it wasn't for Jesus, child, I don't know where I would be, okay? I saw a TikTok that talked about how clueless and lost and just, you know, almost mentally challenged sheep are, like the animal sheep. And then the shepherds and like the farmers and the people who own actual sheep were saying, by having actual sheep, they understand why God calls us sheep. Because sheep will literally run and fall into the same hole, and you'll pull them out and they'll run right back into the same hole over and over and over and over, like they're completely clueless. And that made me feel really good. It made me feel really good because it told me that when God called us sheep, he knew we would be difficult. He knew we would be difficult. So that made me feel so good. I said, thank you, Lord, because that tells me that you knew I would be a mess. You knew I would be a mess, and you still died for me. So when I'm crashing out, when I'm losing my mind, when I'm, you know, when I'm making mistakes, when I'm, you know, backsliding, falling short, I appreciate, I don't take your grace and your mercy for granted now. I appreciate it. I'm not trying to crucify you twice, but I am grateful that you knew it would be hard, and you still chose to, and you still chose to come back for me. It just made me feel good. I hope that blesses you the way it blessed me. But you need to be grounded in your faith, okay? And you need to be grounded. You need to have a personal conviction. I have a whole episode on what I mean by having a personal conviction. I will leave it in the description. But basically, you need to have a belief so strong that the life you want, that is a life that you were created to live. That belief in yourself, in what you're trying to create, in what you're trying to do, needs to be strong enough to carry you through the days where you want to give up, right? And I break it down and I explain everything in that episode, so I will leave it in the description. But that is the fifth thing. Now, the sixth and final thing is a fun one. It's have mind games. Create mind games for discipline, right? Let me explain what that means. I remember when I started doing Pilates, I had to play these little mind games with myself. It was inspired by a TikTok that I saw when somebody asked like the Pilates girlies, like, how do y'all manage to stay in the plank for more than 30 seconds? Or how do you manage to stay in the plank or keep things going when it gets hard? Because Pilates is hard, okay? I do solid core. That's a serious workout, right? The mind games that I do in Pilates, my favorite one is challenging myself to do one more rep. So how I play this game is whenever I'm doing any of the specific exercises that they instruct us to do, anytime my body starts shaking and I feel like I'm at a breaking point and it's getting hard and I feel like, okay, let's take a break, I always push myself to do one more. So the one more rep is whenever you feel like you are giving up, when you feel like that's the last one you can do, you need to take a break, you need to stop, push yourself to do one more. That's the mind game I play, and it really helps me get stronger because I push my body beyond its limits, and not in a way where I'm trying to kill myself, but like just challenging myself to do more than I think I can do, right? Another one is don't be the first to drop. sometimes when we do different exercises, like especially when we plank, a lot of the classes start off by doing a plank. So when your abs and your core starts, you know, feeling sore and it starts hurting and you feel like you need to like drop out of the plank, the mind game, the rule is do not be the first to drop. So if everybody is still going, you have to keep it going. If one person drops, that is your permission, because now you won't be the first, but it challenges you to push yourself, right? So that's what I mean by mind games. Have these little rules and these little games that you play with yourself in order to challenge yourself to go further, in order to push yourself further, basically. I hope you understand what I'm saying with that, with those examples. So another example of one that I'm currently implementing right now is workouts and worship before 9 a.m. So what it means is before 9 a.m., I have to worship, meaning have my devotion time with God, read the Bible, watch a sermon, whatever that means like to me, whatever I feel like I need that day. You know, if it's like a good yap session between me and him, that's the worship aspect, basically. And then a workout. And a workout doesn't have to be anything crazy. Sometimes the workout is literally just stretching or like somatic exercises to regulate my nervous system and stuff like that, or stretching, that type of stuff, right? But workout and worship before 9 a.m. That's one of the games that I'm implementing to win my day before the work starts. That's an example of how you can create a win and feel productive going into your day before it even really starts, before a lot of people wake up. So you feel more productive and you feel a sense of accomplishment, you feel a sense of confidence going into your day, right? So that's what I mean by little mind games or little rules that you can set in order to help you create these small wins, because they help you trust yourself more, because they're an example of you saying you'll do something and then keeping that word in a very small way. And that's literally how you build self-confidence, when you keep your word to yourself, when you do the things that you say you will do. So the mind games are essentially different little rules or different little games that you can implement that relate to your goals about becoming the best version of yourself, that will help you create confidence and have these little wins and feel more productive in your day. And that will help you with your consistency. So these are the six things, my six tips on how you can start being more consistent. So I told you why you struggle to be consistent. I told you six things that will help you be more consistent. Now let me give you your homework now, okay? Because you have some work to do. So your homework is essentially one assignment in three parts, okay? The first thing is I want you to pick one goal or define the best version of yourself and what that looks like and what aspect of that version of yourself that you want to start working on right now. The goals that you've been trying to achieve, the main things that align with the best version of yourself, the things that would really move the needle and make you feel like you are the best version of yourself, whatever those things are, just pick one goal, one thing that will help you become the best version of yourself. And then the second part is I want you to identify what beliefs you have against it and the habits that follow. So when you say you struggle to be consistent, give yourself an audit right now. What is the goal that you've been trying to work on, and where have you been falling short in your inconsistency? And I want you to do some journaling and ask yourself, what are the beliefs that I have that possibly go against the things that I'm trying to do that lead to my inconsistency? I want you to reflect on that, right? Whatever it is that you've already been working on that you say you struggle to be consistent with, that's what we're outlining here, right? Or if you want to change gears and focus on the thing that will move the needle, like I said in the first step, just identify the beliefs that you have against it. What are the things you believe against that? What are the things that you constantly say or speak that go against that? Like when I was talking about why you struggle to be inconsistent, and I gave you all of these examples of you're trying to lose weight or be fit and healthy, but you're always eating sweet treats. You're trying to have a healthy morning routine, but you keep saying you're not a morning person. You're trying to make more money, get a salary increase, but you think more money equals more problems or it will make you a bad person. That's what I mean when I say identify the beliefs and all the things that go against that. And then the third part of your homework is I want you to reframe those beliefs and create mind games to support the thing that you want to do, right? To support the goal that you picked out, that you want to work on, that will help you become the best version of yourself. So that is the gist of the episode. I really hope it helped. I really hope you see why you have not been able to be consistent. And I want you to do your homework and implement the tips that I recommended, and then come back and tell me how it has helped you with your consistency. Now, regarding shifting your identity, I do walk you through the entire process of how to do that inside of Upgrade Your Standard, my course, where I will help you define what the best version of yourself looks like, and we will unpack all of those subconscious limiting beliefs and fears and blocks that prevent you from becoming that version of yourself. And I'm going to help you shift your identity so you can step into that version of yourself and then create the life you want, and then upgrade your standard. When I say upgrade your standard, I mean upgrading every aspect of your life to align with the best version of yourself. So that's literally what I teach you inside of my course. So if you are interested, if you know you need the help, if you want me to walk you through that process, then I will leave all the information in the description for you to join. So that is all I have to say today in this episode, and I will talk to you next Sunday. Warning, I may or may not be about to be in your business, but tell me if this sounds like you. If you are currently trying to change your life and become the best version of yourself, and you have a clear vision, you have a vision for what you want your life to look like, you see it, right? You see it, but you always hesitate to act until you feel fully ready. You always hesitate because you feel like you're not that person now, or you question if you can even achieve the things that you want, or you start strong, but then you always fall off, right? You always struggle to stay consistent, and so you keep finding yourself in a cycle of starting over and stopping and starting over and stopping. And as a matter of fact, the only thing you're consistent with is dreaming, because the action, sometimes it's there, sometimes it's not. And this whole cycle you find yourself in is so debilitating, because you want to change your life. You are trying, right? You're trying, but you're stuck in that in-between. You're not where you used to be. You don't resonate with the old version of yourself, but you're not quite yet that best version of yourself. And you're trying, but you struggle to stay consistent. So you keep feeling guilty. You keep feeling shame. You're starting to lose trust in yourself because you never follow through on the things you say you want to do, but you want to be the best version of yourself. If that sounds like you, then you are in luck, sweetheart, because I am hosting a free masterclass that's going to explain exactly why you do these things and what's happening beneath the surface and what you need to do about it in order to finally get out of that cycle of inconsistency and procrastination and just feeling bad about yourself because you cannot follow through with the things you know you want to do. And you can sign up for my next free class at secludedthoughts.com/masterclass. Now back to the episode.